Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. We are in the middle of the week of future of the market, of future of trade. We're looking at the future of economics at a broader scale. We are just, hopping into the perspective of macro in order to see the big picture. And today, I'd like to present you three innovations that have transformed logistics and trade, basically. So we can divide different movements, different processes in trade into what is moved, into where it is moved, and how it is moved. And considering these processes, we are seeing big changes coming up and having came up within the last years. They have changed the entire processes fundamentally, and this is why I'd like to present you three of these innovations. First, containerization. Second, information processing technologies. And third, fiber optic cables. So I'll just explain to you why they are so important in today's trade basics. So we're looking today, not at the future as a main part of the episode, but rather at the past, so that we can learn how important the evolvement for the future will be. I hope you're gonna enjoy the episode, and let's start. So let's just move forward step for step, step after step, and let's begin with the first trend, the containerization. This is somehow underrated in our perspective that we have, looking at containerization in 21st century in 2019, but it was actually the beginning of a revolution. We have in the article that I have taken as a research base for that episode today, they showed two very impressive sources, figures, where you can just see the explosion of global exporting activity around 1956, when containerization was introduced in global market. So why is that so? It seems evident, but it's so effective, actually. And it's not only the money aspect, it's also the time aspect. So first of all, of course, it costs a lot to cross the sea when you are adopting the technology or the systems of containerization. So there is a hugely reduced price due to reducing labor and insurance costs, but also due to the time that has to be spent on the loading and on the deloading of a ship. So they say here, when we look at the real cost of sea freight between 1960 and 1980, the time period when containerization made its most prominent advances, we can see that there was no significant change in sea freight costs. So the second figure they're showing here, by the way, you can as always find the link to the article. It's an article by tradefinanceglobal.com. You can find it in the show notes so that you can see the article and do your own research a little bit. Just saying, where have I stopped? The second figure they're showing here shows the decreasing sea freight cost, the decreasing passenger air transport costs and the international calling costs that also have decreased. And around the time where containerization was actually introduced, the sea freight cost just like dropped down so massively, also compared to the international calling costs and the passenger air transport costs. So it is so impactful, actually. And yeah, just how I already said, it's, however, now a ship can be in and out of port within 10 hours prior to this innovation. This has not been imaginable. So ships would typically be in port for a couple of weeks, not for a couple of hours. This is due to a systemization of like loading and unloading a huge ship with many goods, and this kind of systemization is crucial in times where you have the amount of goods you're bringing from A to B. Step two on the development of very lean international production systems was the just-in-time manufacturing process that actually has been invented in Japan. So this is the information part of the process, and the next innovation actually grew up from that just-in-time theory, so that just production is really can be carried out in real time, in just in time. So this would mean that everything about the supply chain was very forecast driven, and then it shifted to the just in time, and then was very demand driven. So that shift was dependent on innovations, and a very impactful innovation in that context was the barcode. So with the barcode, it suddenly was possible for like people to have a much better overview over the entire supply chain, over the supply manufacturing process, and the tracking of the materials as they moved around the production circuit. So that increased efficiency utterly, and in the end, the like dynamic flow that was just required for a just-in-time system could be like realized. It was the combination of computer that was also well invented or developed in that kind of, or in that period of time, and the combination of the barcode innovation and the computer, which allowed for the translation of the data into knowledge that could be utilized by the human operator. That fusion was just the like trigger for like real lean international production systems to be developed. When I have talked about the containerization, I've already mentioned also the massive decline of international calling costs relative to 1930 that is shown here in a figure in the article. So it's really dropping down just as much, or even it's even dropping down more intensively than the sea freight costs. And this actually is due to fiber optic cables. So actually beginning at the beginning of the entire development, the like limiting factor that prevented the possibility of born global firms was like the inability to communicate properly, to communicate transnationally and in global terms, to overcome distances and like to overcome also geographical obstacles like seas. They have introduced the fiber optic cables, the, as they call it here, hidden treasures of the sea. And now they are, or they then have allowed like the businesses to do that movement of information as quickly as it is required for them to grow, for them to grow their business, to work properly, to work also just in time. It also, it all contributes to that one goal, to really being able to realize just-in-time production. And this is, these are the three like components of that development: the containerization at first, then the information part, and the fiber optic cables. These are three very crucial inventions, innovations that have changed the trade at the fundament. It wouldn't be called the FBF podcast if I did not look to the like future aspect of trade and at a macro level. So I'll also mention a concrete intervention here that has like great potential for reshaping current supply chains, and this is actually the drone. So they are mentioning here some companies that might be affected by the drone technology, like Amazon, DHL, UPS, etc. So the delivery services, especially that are like or would profit, might profit from the introduction, the broad application of drones. So yes, this is like a concrete aspect or a concrete innovation that could also change the future a lot, the future of logistics and trade. I hope, even though it is a very short episode, that you have enjoyed it and that you could tire a lot of historical that time information out of it. And I'm wishing you a very nice day now. Please share the episode, rate it on iTunes, and we will hear each other next time.